Was this Afghanistan's My Lai? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Military lawyers are already worrying it may be difficult to put together a credible trial for Sergeant Robert Bales for the massacre of those 16 civilians in Kandahar. One military lawyer said you'd have to go back to the My Lai massacre to find a similar case. My Lai, the massacre that not only undermined support for the Vietnam War, but for the troops fighting it. In March of 1968, the soldiers of Charlie Company were ordered to attack a village suspected of harboring insurgents who'd been booby-trapping them. They ended up killing 347 unarmed villagers by the official count. Very different from Kandahar, especially since Robert Bales, as far as we know, was not under orders. But what the two incidents do have in common is that both happened during the same kind of war.
Who's the enemy?
Years later, the BBC talked to My Lai veterans, including rifleman Varnado Simpson.
I see the enemy, yes. But who is the enemy? You know, you had little kids over there that would shoot you or stab you in the back when you walk away. You know, it wasn't like Germans over here or Japanese over there. They all look alike.
In the end, the captain who allegedly gave the command to attack was acquitted. Only Second Lieutenant William Calley, a platoon leader, served time, 3.5 years under house arrest. He finally apologized in 2009 in a speech to a Kiwanis club in Columbus, Ohio, and he remains free today. My guess is that's the last thing the military wants to see this time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.